You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through today is Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning.
So glad you called. What are you doing today? Something fun, I hope?
I am. I'm at the gym working out.
Ooh, you're so strong.
What are you working on today?
All sweaty.
Right now I'm warming up, and then I'm going to do some weights.
That's good.
A little bit of everything.
All right.
Is it true you're supposed to focus on like one particular body part each time, like legs day or shoulders day? Or...
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, I usually do two.
You do two, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I do
none. That's a good way to do it. Well, see, I used to do none, and only recently have I started again, so...
I'm going to tell you something.
That's good. Good for you.
I am totally aware of the benefits of strength training and weight training. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely very important.
Yeah.
But I'm just a cardio guy. I just do cardio
He's
all the time.
He's just a cardio guy. It's like a sitcom. all right.
Hey, you know, I could be a superhero. It's cardio man. Guy. And I come running in.
Whee!
Although I try to run in, but I'm on like a stair machine, so I don't go anywhere. I'm just stupid.
All right. Well,
Kelly, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
First of all, before I let you play the game, I must understand and know who I'm talking to. What is your position on our argument a few minutes ago about tostadas? Do you think they are... stupid, or do you love tostadas?
I really like the way they taste, but I don't like eating them in front of other people because they always crumble and fall everywhere and make a big mess.
That was Dom's argument. Yeah,
that's my argument. They're stupid. They taste fine. There's nothing wrong with the taste.
You need a stronger shell. That's all.
It's a poor design.
You got weak shells.
It's a poor design. They're really good in private, but not good in public.
There you go.
That's pretty funny. You're like locked
like
up.
Like many things.
You're home alone, like quietly eating a tostada.
She's rubbing her hands together. Uh-huh. Oh, I've got the house to myself. I can have tostada.
Closes all the curtains in the house. Dims the lights.
Da, 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 da,
ooh, tostadas.
All right, so here's your category then. Now that I know that you're on Team Dom, thank you. 10 seconds, Kelly. I must have the names of 5 Mexican food chains or restaurants. 5 Mexican food chains or restaurants. Ready? And go.
All right. Santiago's, Taco Bell, Tasha's Hacienda, Riviera's that might have closed during the pandemic. What other one?
Time is up!
No.
Taco John's.
Taco John's.
Oh, darn it.
Tres Margaritas is a chain.
Oh, no. Darn it, sweaty Kelly. You only got 4.
You know, but I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Me too.
Bye. All right.
Have a good workout. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Who is next? That would be Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
or may I call you Anna?
Anna.
Anna, dude.
There you go. What are you doing today?
I am driving home from the vet. I just dropped off my 5 foster kittens.
Aw, little foster kittens.
Yeah.
Are they going to get adopted out from the vet's office?
They are.
Oh, that's good.
No, they'll come back with me and then get adopted from there.
Oh, gotcha.
You're just getting them their shots and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Getting their tails glued on, right? Mm.
What breed?
Oh, they're cats. Domestic short hairs.
They're just cats.
Yeah, Niles the Weirdo is an exotic short hair. So he's got the no face, you know, he has no nose kind of thing.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah,
he's weird looking.
Not good with my cat breeds at all.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
don't
to me, a
it.
Cat's a cat. It's a cat.
Yeah, have you seen those hairless cats, though?
I don't
Some
like
people
those.
Like
I don't
swear
those
by those, but they're too weird looking
too
for me.
Too hairless for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to
play
pet that.
Rattle Off, Anna. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Jeremy was telling us during the trending report that today is National Garlic Lovers Day or something.
Can you smell it?
10 seconds. We need five things that are traditionally made with garlic. Five things traditionally made with garlic. Ready and go. Wow.
Spaghetti, pizza. Oh God, garlic.
You garlic butter, garlic hummus, garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
Garlic shrimp.
Garlic bread. Sounded like the guy from Gump. Right? Bowl shrimp, garlic shrimp. Well, Anna, it was a good effort. We enjoyed talking to you. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here comes Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are your fun plans today?
Oh, just work and work out.
What's going on with your phone?
You sound like a Star Wars character.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it's really bad. It's like
it's
all
bad. Some sort of weird distortion. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away.
Shake your phone a little. You got to shake it.
Josh, can you get with Sarah and get her phone in a better way? Something wrong with that. Sherry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Sherry.
What are you doing, Sherry?
I'm on my way to work. I'm running a little late.
Uh-oh.
Do you have us on your speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I do have it on speakerphone. Let me take you off.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
Not yet.
No. Uh-uh.
Speak loud and clear.
Shake it a little.
How's that?
Oh, my God. There you are.
Woo! All right. Night and day.
It's hard to hear you.
So what'd you say you're doing? You're on your way to work?
I'm on my way to work. Yeah, I'm running a little late.
Oh.
Why? What made you late today?
I'm going to be in trouble.
You know, just life stuff.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
What's life stuff? You took
Come
a shower. Your shower was too long, it sounds
Come
like.
Come on. Did you just have a little too much wine last night, so you slept a little late today? What's going on?
No, I'm not drinking anything right now, so definitely wasn't that. But my husband's sick this morning, and I had some other things to do that normally I don't have to do, and so...
Is he really milking it? Does he have like guy sickness?
Oh,
you know,
honey,
like,
I don't feel good.
Go get me some Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
I need help.
No,
he's totally guy sick right now. No, he's legitimately sick, but you know, it's one of those things that he does milk it a little bit.
Yeah,
it's okay. So
we
he's legitimately sick, but he's also doing the traditional man sickness behavior is what you're saying.
Give me a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find the remote.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Something That's like it. That, yep.
What do you do for a living, Sherry Pants?
I'm an attorney. I'm a lawyer for Denver.
And you're late for a court proceeding.
To sue somebody,
huh?
Or what?
I don't have any meetings right now. Thankfully, I do most of my work from home, so... I was actually working a little bit this morning, so I don't feel too bad about it.
How many times do you have to take the bar?
Take the bus?
Bar.
The bar exam. How many times?
The bar. I'm so sorry. One time.
One time.
Nailed it.
One and done. Very good. Was it hard?
It's not fun. No. I mean, yeah, it's hard. It's just, you just have to put the work in.
Mm-hmm. How many years of schooling did you do? All told.
How many what? I'm sorry.
How many years of schooling did you do?
Oh, gosh. I did, well, I went to grad school, so 4, 6, 9, 10, almost 11 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap, Sherry.
That sucks if you, like, years? Change your mind 10 years in. Like, you're like, you're a decade in, and you're like, you know what? This isn't for me.
My God.
Wow, Sherry.
I did pivot, after grad school to go to law school. So
let me guess, you were going to be a marine biologist, and then you became a lawyer. Is that right?
Oh, it's worse than that. I was going to be a philosopher.
Ooh. Yeah, I think you made the right move then.
Now, how does one earn a living? The only way you can do that is by teaching philosophy in college, right?
Yeah, that was the plan.
Was the plan, to be a professor.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say you're a philosopher. You're, if you get a philosophy degree, all you can do is teach philosophy.
Right, but we like to. We would like to call ourselves philosophers for sure.
And they philosophize.
Yeah.
Sherry, that's excellent.
Really good.
I'm so happy to hear that. What do you want to be when you grow up, honey? I'm going to be a philosopher.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's where I met my husband. We were both studying philosophy, and we both changed to go to law school.
He's an attorney also?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you this. In just a few years, you guys will be driving much better cars than you would have been if you were going the other direction.
Well, we're 10 years into it, and I'm still driving a Subaru. So.
Oh, there you go.
Come on. Time to get a Beamer.
Hey. Yeah.
Get an Audi.
Get that Tesla. What
get
are you talking
Tesla,
about?
Get a Tesla, yeah.
Girl, get that Tesla.
Oh, my God.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want you to overthink this. I want you to have fun with it, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. Jeremy suggested we do, as a category, 5 things that would hurt if you stepped on them. Stupid.
Come on. Don't overthink it.
5 things okay. that would hurt if you stepped on them.
Come on.
Ready and go.
Legos, glass, nail, toys, Barbie.
Did you say a bumblebee? Is that what you said?
A Barbie, like a Barbie.
Barbie.
A Barbie doll. Yeah, it would probably hurt.
I have stepped on a Barbie.
Have you?
Yeah.
She's hard plastic.
Say that's probably 5. So
I think so.
You're a winner.
All right.
So ridiculous.
Hooray! Good job.
Oh, listen, stand by. Josh wants to come back and tell you all about your prize. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
You're
Sherry.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. Now I feel bad because Sarah's back. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
See, your phone sounds great
so
now.
So much better.
But we got a winner.
Darn it.
I know.
You can still tell us what you're doing today, though.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting. Just working and probably get a workout in. That's it.
That's it, huh?
You know what I can do if you would like, Sarah? I can put you on hold. And we'll have Josh get your number. And we'll call you tomorrow. And you can be the first one tomorrow. Do you want to do that or no?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay. That's the kind of customer service we have around here, Sarah. So
it's amazing.
Well, we try to be amazing. Listen, hold on, and we'll get Josh to get your phone number. Let's remember tomorrow that Sarah gets to go first.
Make a note.
Make a note, Josh. And there you go. Another game of Rattle Off.